This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Last week's snowstorm gave Colorado's snowpack a much-needed boost. Before the storms, snow accumulations on the ground and in the mountains were less than 50% of what's normal this time of year. That number has jumped to 73% of normal. Snowpack around Durango increased from 30% to nearly 80%. The area around Aspen and Glenwood Springs also jumped to close to 80% of average snowpack. Next month, Grand Junction's airport will lose an important airline and destination. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
Starting January 9th, Delta will stop serving Grand Junction Regional Airport. This means the city will no longer have nonstop service to Salt Lake City, a popular hub for connections. Airport Executive Director Angela Padalecki says the airport worked hard to try to change Delta's mind.
In defense of the airline, you know, they have to make hard decisions right now. I'm hopeful they'll be back.
Padalecki says passengers coming to and from the West will have to transfer in other cities. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado Springs City Council questioned experts and community members yesterday about planning for emergency evacuations. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
A citizens group recently proposed a safety ordinance that would require the city to evaluate how long it would take to evacuate an area before allowing new development. Experts spoke about how traffic modeling can be used for emergency planning. Council members also posed a number of questions for city staff to answer about existing conditions, including fire mitigation standards in the wildland-urban interface. Those answers are expected when council is scheduled to take up the topic again in February. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Find more at cpr.org.